And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Hey, folks, I got to tell you, by the way, we have some amazing sponsors for the show. And by the way, what that means is Right Side Radio, we are a business unto ourselves. If you hear ads playing during the breaks, it's because that's part of how we sustain our operations. When you hear our show playing on the radio, what you're hearing is a show that we send to those stations. They don't own the content. We own it. And listen, part of the way we perpetuate that is just by, like any other business, having our revenue generators, one of which is running ads. So if you listen to the show, just know this. We're told by all the stations combined that we're on that in our multi-market syndication that we have well over 30,000 listeners that are listening every single week. And if you have that many Right Side ruffians in one place and you're listening to it and you've got a business that has goods or services and you're a Right Side ruffian, you might know you've got an audience that wants to know what you're selling. If you want to advertise on Right Side Radio, we'd love to talk to you. All you got to do is contact us at our website. Don't call the stations. You got to contact us. So go to rightsideradio.org. That's rightsideradio.org. Click on the advertising and contact tab. Send us a message, and we will get right back to you. One of those advertisers, by the way, is Southern Immediate Care. So Southern Immediate Care is a chain of clinics that's all over this listening area. I mean, places like Gadsden, Atala, Anniston, five locations around the Birmingham area. I mean, they've got a pretty wide swath of ground they cover. 7 days a week, Southern Immediate Care clinics are open. 7 days a week, y'all. I mean, you get a fever on a Saturday morning, you don't have to wait till Monday. You can go to Southern Immediate Care and get it taken care of. They can do shots and x-rays right there on the spot. They see all ages. I'm talking about, like, you know, from pediatric all the way to geriatric. Southern Immediate Care. And to my point earlier about advertising, this is who I use. I use them not because they advertise. I use them because I was going to them already, was so impressed, knowing for a fact that the guy who owns them is a Right Side ruffian. I said, would you consider advertising? And he said, yes. And so here we are. And folks, I'm just telling you, if you want to advertise with us, we'll take it. And Southern Immediate Care is one of those that does. And Southern Immediate Care, you find them, go online, check the location nearest to you. You need something, head on down there. And by the way, when you're filling out the forms, tell them you heard about it on Right Side Radio. All right, so next segment here, I'll kick it off now. So we're in the Advent season, right? This is the Advent season. Like I had a piece here on Fox, I just grabbed it. We are in the season of Advent right now. What does that mean? Well, it's the period leading up to Christmas. It's the celebration of hope and faith that we have in knowing that that God saw fit to establish a relationship with us by sending his son. And I believe that Jesus is the reason for the season. And I don't mind saying that Jesus is Lord. I believe he's the way, the truth, and the life, and no man cometh to the Father except by him. And we're... You know, this article points out, we're in a culture right now that has removed most of the legitimate foundations for right and wrong. But in the time of Advent, as we lead up to Christmas, we're looking at a time that we can reflect, I hope, on the hope that we have in the one who is, like I said, the way, the truth, and the life. That Advent is a profound reminder of a divine design. It's, the article points out, it's the reason why God came to dwell among us. The reason why we have a holiday season is not so that we can have the commercial aspects, it's so that we can have the knowledge that he cared so much that he came and dwelt among us as a man and gave us an opportunity to recognize love and sacrifice in such a way that we can, you know, we can know eternal life with him. So I say all that to say, here we are. That's my Christian faith. I just espoused for you the fact that I believe in Jesus Christ as my Savior. Many of you do too, I know. And even if you don't, I know that there's so many of you that even if you don't fully share my faith or have the relationship with Christ that I have, and I wish you would, I know for a fact that you are a respecter of my faith at the very least. I mean, we live in the Bible Belt where even those who don't go to church respect the fact that the steeple on the corner is a part of the fabric of our society, right? And yet, here's the deal. I believe with all my heart, that we are looking at a time right now where there's a virtual war on Christianity. It's becoming somewhat epic right now, to the extent to which people will either mock our faith, denigrate our faith, deny us the rights of our faith, or for that matter, try to counter our faith, literally counter our faith. Organizations like the Freedom From Religion Foundation, or organizations that try to do things like set up pagan idols in our state capital, which I'll talk about here in a minute. And I've got an article that I didn't even pull. It just broke a little while ago. An article just came out on Fox News. I'm looking at it on my screen. It was put up at roughly 3 o'clock this afternoon. Heavily redacted documents show that the FBI was targeting Catholics well beyond what it claimed. So, yeah, we're looking at it right now. FBI Christopher Director Christopher Wray told congressmen the memo about targeting Catholics, it was a single issue in one field office. But Judicial Watch got the documents through a FOIA request, and it looks like it was far broader. It looks like it had coordination with officials in Portland and Milwaukee and other places. I'm just telling you, this is what I would call a war on Christianity. When we come back, I'll label a few things that are happening out there that you just need to know. Because when you begin, it's like I said earlier about legislation, when you begin to see and to hear and to smell even the things that are happening, you can do what the military might call all source analysis, where you're looking at open source and closed source and, you know, HUMINT and SIGINT and all of it. What do we got? We're getting a picture. And it's a picture of a war on Christianity, in my opinion. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right, just covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation, this one right here, Alabama. I mean, y'all, this show goes like way down south of Birmingham and up north of Huntsville and Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and even Mississippi, all thrown in just for good measure. And yeah, I tell you who else covers a lot of ground. That's our friends over at ZLA Solutions. So ZLA Solutions, they are doing incredible work helping businesses to improve and streamline their operations and become more successful in the process. They like to say at ZLA, we don't make it, we just make it better. That's actually one of their mottos. And so ZLA Solutions, they can do all kinds of things for you, logistics, warehousing, all of it. But y'all, they can really, their bread and butter is still staffing. They will find you people. You need people right now, and apparently a lot of folks do. You need people like onesies and twosies or like a whole shift full, ZLA Solutions. They can do the recruiting, the background checks, the drug testing if necessary. Blue collar, white collar, or no collar, I always say. It doesn't matter. So, yeah, check them out. Their website is ZLAUSA.com. That's ZLA Solutions at ZLAUSA.com. And do me the favor of telling them you heard about it on Right Side Radio. So I'm in this section right now. I'm calling it the War on Christianity. And I really believe this is legit. I really believe that there is an effort right now underway to suppress the Christian faith in our culture. Phil, why would that be? Well, I think, first of all, I'll be honest with you, I think part of it's spiritual warfare. I do. Do I believe there's war in the heavenlies? Yes, I do. I absolutely do. I also believe that it's because Christianity shines a light on things that makes the left uncomfortable. They want to be able to have a pass, and the thing that makes them uncomfortable is the idea that there are standards, and standards, you know, by their very nature are supposed to be enforced or cared about or stood on, and they are uncomfortable with that. It makes it awkward for them. So if you can denigrate that which calls you out, then it doesn't seem to have the credibility to give the calling out much, you know, credence. And then stuff happens. Sometimes it is so overt, you look at it and go, whew, I did, that was not even, don't even try to pretend that was just your expressions of your own version of faith. No, like this one. Postmillennial has a story. Satanic idol at the Iowa State Capitol was beheaded by a Christian veteran. I love the headline. By the way, he was a naval aviator, just so you know. A satanic altar had been erected in the Iowa Capitol building. First of all, you got to look at it and go, why was there a satanic altar? And by the way, this was not small. This was as big as a Christmas tree. It was the Baphomet, you know, the goat-headed creature with, you know, pentagrams and candles burning around it and all kinds of, you know, strange symbology and wording. And it was very dark, and it had, you know, anyway, bottom line is, there it was standing in the rotunda of the Iowa State Capitol. According to the Sentinel, which is a paper out there, Michael Cassidy is his name, pushed over and decapitated the statue of Baphomet. I like the fact that he not only knocked it over, he beheaded it. You know, I get the fact that this was probably now, and he's by the way, they're pressing charges. The Satanic Church wants to press charges. He's being charged with fourth-degree criminal mischief. And I get it. But I also get the fact that it aroused a passion that needed to be expressed. And Cassidy told the outlet, the Sentinel, that he destroyed the altar to, quote, awaken Christians to the anti-Christian acts even being promoted by our government. He said, the world may tell Christians to submissively accept the legitimization of Satan, but none of our founders would have considered government sanction of satanic altars inside the Capitol as protected by the First Amendment. He said, anti-Christian values have steadily been mainstreamed more and more in recent decades, and Christians have largely acted like the proverbial frog in the boiling pot of water. He said, I saw this blasphemous statue, and I was outraged, and my conscience is held captive to the word of God, not to a bureaucratic decree, so I acted. I saw this morning, too, by the way, Charlie Kirk has already set up a legal defense fund for him and donated the first $10,000 to it. Just saying.
Yeah, it should be interesting to see how that plays out.
Yeah, it should. And they're not going to set it back up, and I'm glad. I don't know if they're going to give them a chance to come back and, you know, put a new one in. But that's the way Christians are getting fed up with the idea that somehow we went to being second-class citizens. I mean, I'll never forget my pastor saying one time that, He said this, and to take it the right way, he said, what if I'm wrong? This is the pastor talking. What if I'm wrong? What if I die and I don't go to heaven and there's nothing there? Like, what if it turns out it was a sham? And I remember when he was doing this, he was saying this, I was thinking, what? Where's he going here? And then he said, even if that happened, what have I lost? I adhered to a faith that encouraged me to be faithful to my family and my wife, to have a hard work ethic, to be charitable to others, to do things that were selfless, to forgive people. He said, what have I lost? Well, those are the things that our faith stands for. And yet somehow or another, we're being second-classed now. And yet it's not always equal in the way they apply the standard of, well, you can't have your faith out there in the public square. I mean, you can't be the radical. You can't do that kind of thing. And yet, I got a story here from Fox. How about the story came out yesterday, as a matter of fact. Today. A Michigan Islamic scholar posted a video on social media calling on Muslims in the West and the U.S. to embrace jihad, continuing a trend that threatens to spread extremism in the United States. So the guy's name is Ahmad Musa Jibril. He's an Islamic scholar from Michigan, and he's, by the way, he's like an imam. He's not some small fry guy with his own little podcast. He's got a following, and I won't even read you all the quotes, but he goes on to call for jihad, to celebrate jihad, and to say that basically Islam has gotten soft in the United States, and people need to wake up and get back to the nature of jihad that he believes is the true expression of their faith. And yet, if that was a Christian calling for that, Christian nationalism, and you'd have the FBI swooping in with a SWAT team.
Yeah, I can deal with a satanic statue a whole lot easier than I can deal with someone calling for, you know, go out and slaughter people that aren't. Like, that's... was the group that fought the nativity here in Rainbow City?
Freedom From Religion Foundation.
I assume they were on the forefront of fighting against the
I feel certain that they satanic. Sent something to the Iowa State Capitol. Surely they did, right? I mean, that's what they stand for, right? Freedom from religion of any kind, not just Christianity. Oh, wait. No, I'm pretty sure that's wrong. How about this? Well, I'll tell you what. While I'm on that thread, I'll do this for story first. Daily Wire again. The first Satanic Temple Kids Club comes to, I saw the look on your face. The first Satanic Temple Kids Club comes to a Memphis elementary school. Memphis, Tennessee. The Satanic Temple plans to launch its first after-school program in Tennessee at an elementary school just outside of Memphis in January of this year. The story broke today. A development that sparked widespread controversy within the community. Chimney Rock Elementary School in Cordova, part of the Memphis-Shelby County school system, will play host to the after-school Satan Club. Satanic Temple announced the club on Tuesday. The organization claimed that it offers a non-theistic religion, with Satan presented as just a merely metaphorical literary figure, sure, and that its after-school clubs won't attempt to convert children to any religious ideology. No, they wouldn't do that. Robbie Starbuck, who's a conservative commentator, he said the new club just represents further proof of an ongoing spiritual war between good and evil. And I agree. Christians, y'all better wake up. I'm just saying. You better wake up because this is happening and it's happening right now. Like, for instance, another story on Fox. A Christian group is now fighting back after its request is to advertise on Metro buses in the Washington metropolitan area in D.C. was denied. Why was it denied? What were they trying to do? Pray tell. Was it going to be something that was offensive to all faiths? It was pictures of, like, George Washington kneeling in prayer at Valley Forge.
That's awful.
Yeah. I mean, good Lord. I mean, hey. Stepping out there calling for jihad's all right, man, but...
So what's worse, that he's a white guy or he's a Christian?
Oh, now see, now you're getting into all my DEI, too. You're blending the show at this point. I like that. How can we incorporate the same old legislative story into it, too, and have... And then my monologue about leaving no man behind. So one of the ads was rejected was an iconic depiction of George Washington kneeling in prayer at Valley Forge with simply the word, or with one word, Christian, and with a question mark after it. Wall Builders is the organization. Wall Builders, by the way, does great work. The guy who founded it, Tim Barton, they do incredible work. And they Wall Builders does a ton of stuff that presents the historical context for the faith here in the United States and what the founding fathers really believed. Anyway, he said, we certainly got the impression that it was specifically about our group. The fact was we were willing to take off any language and just have the picture and a QR code that people could go and see what it was about if they wanted to. No wording, just the picture of George Washington. And that was also denied. So what it came down to was they were told it was because there are rules about advertising that are intended to influence against anything that is intended to influence members of the public regarding an issue on which there are varying opinions.
What?
So the response is, so you guys run advertising about term limits, Plan B abortion pills, alcohol, gambling. I'm pretty sure they advertise transgender and gay sex, HIV treatments. But when you put a picture of George Washington kneeling in prayer, that's a bridge too far. It's because it's a Christian issue, I guarantee you.
I mean, that's the point of advertising. Is
yeah, great point. I'm not even going to get to all the stuff that I've got here. I might even just try to wrap up with one. I will tell you this: Catholic News Agency. I pulled an article that says that this came out 30 days ago. It says anti-Christian hate crimes in Europe are up 44% in the last year. And then there's a piece from Newsweek that I'm not going to get into. But it basically is the headline was, it's acceptable hate. Assaults on Christianity often go overlooked. But I do believe this. I in my opinion, the faith of Christians is being questioned. The right to stand in the public arena as a Christian is being denied. And the ability of Christians to have a say-so in the public arena is even being investigated. There's a war on Christianity. And don't for a second think that if we just stay quiet, it's going to be okay. You better start speaking out. You'd better. I'm not asking you to rise up and take up arms, but I am saying this. Speak out. You have a First Amendment right to your freedom of expression and freedom of religion. You have a right under the Bill of Rights to have due process. You have a right to assemble. And folks, I'm just telling you, they don't want you to. Why? Because it makes them uncomfortable when their leftist policies go contrary to what they know the Christian faith is about. Therefore, the only thing they can do is begin to suppress the Christian faith so they can quit feeling awkward about themselves. That's the bottom line, in my opinion. All right, let's take a break right now. We'll do that. Last break of the day. We'll come right back, maybe clean out a few text messages, and head on into the weekend. Why? Because it's Friday, y'all. I'm stoked. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. Back, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. I mean, like, wow, like making common sense like a superpower up in here. Hey, by the way, I got to tell you who else has got some superpower common sense and really just superpowers in general. That's our friends at the Elm Foundation. So the Elm Foundation, E-L-M, Elm Foundation, they're based out of Huntsville. And the Elm Foundation is doing some just way cool stuff. Getting people back engaged in life. And I mean like literally getting them off the streets and finding ways to empower them and to revitalize them and to give them the ability to have sort of a rekindling of their self-worth through having a good work ethic, through finding a way to be productive in society again, giving them job skills training and helping them to find housing and things they need. And by the way, none of this is done in what I would call typical liberal fashion where you throw money at it and hope it works. Now, this is like conservative principles, like the applications of accountability and discipline and putting together a plan and having a work ethic. And folks, they're doing amazing work. The Elm Foundation, you can check them out. Their website is ElmHSV, because they're in Huntsville, ElmHSV.org, ElmHSV.org. And listen, this is year end, all right? We're at the end of the calendar year, which is when a lot of folks consider, where do we want to give our charitable giving? And you might want to consider the Elm Foundation. ElmHSV.org, you can check them out. And I would just encourage you, if you're looking for some place to put some money to a good cause, this is a good one. So yeah, check them out, the Elm Foundation at ElmHSV.org. Got several text messages to close out with. Joe from Birmingham says, criminal offense against the devil. That's T-shirt material. He is right. In fact, that's a couple of them that we've had. So he also had the one about Dale Earnhardt earlier, and that was cool.
We got a couple good ones today.
Yeah. What else got here real quick? Gary from Decatur says, don't mean to beat a dead horse, but when 98% of Christian churches cave to the COVID panic, the liberal pit bulls won't let go till they come up against a force willing to play by their rules. Yeah, so I agree. I think churches were caught off guard, but I think a lot of them woke up and realized when we just shut the doors like that, that was bending a knee that shouldn't have been bent. And I've talked to some pastors who said that ain't going to happen again.
Yeah, I think all of us were caught off guard with that one.
I'd say. Jeff from Indiana did text in. He goes, Phil, he said, send me for the, it's a voice text. I'm not sure what he's trying to tell me. He said, get me a good defamation lawyer. I want to sue the DNC and Joe Biden for damaging my character for calling me MAGA. Well, you can get $148 million in damages if we can get it in the DC court. And then the grades are in. John from Huntsville. Butters, you get a solid A today, but only because you get extra 5 points for playing that really funny video earlier. I thought you'd get more than 5 points. Phil, you did a fantastic job today, nearly perfect, so you got an A double plus. Congratulations, Phil. You are still the champion. He didn't grade Stephanie. I think he forgot that Stephanie was on. Otherwise, I would have lost, I feel certain.
I'm glad that you're a winner on your show.
It's all about being the winner. That's listen, folks, you hear me talk about this stuff, but it comes from the heart, y'all. Ain't nothing on this show that we're saying just because we got to say it for some kind of ratings or something. This is a show that we do from the core. And so I hope that every single day, you know, this show has the mission and the message, you guys. The mission being that we want to do the four E's. We want to educate, enlighten, and empower and entertain you every day on what it means to be a conservative in today's world. But the mission is driven by the message. And the message is legitimately, it's on my literature. It's the things that I put together in my vision statement. The message is, this show stands for the fact that I believe that Jesus is Lord, America's great, Alabama's beautiful, and life is worth living. And that is the truth, the mission, and the message. Right Side Radio, right there in a nutshell. Listen, you guys have an amazing weekend. Coming up on Monday, we'll see what we got, but I'm pretty sure there's going to be a full week, because this is what we like to call in the military parlance a target-rich environment.
There's a few things going on.
Just a few. But yeah, you got plans for the weekend? You got big doings?
Trying not to do too much. That's my big plan.
That's a great weekend.
Oh, yeah.
That's the best kind of weekend. You know, I actually had somebody else put the pine straw in my flower bed so I don't have to do it this weekend.
Oh, beautiful.
It was like a revelation.
Creating jobs. Creating jobs.
Have a good weekend, Butters. Have a good weekend, everybody else. We'll see you Monday. Ruffians out there, you are listening to Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right.